Good evening and welcome to St. Andrew on this Christmas Eve. Tonight is all about God's message of love for the world, but specifically for you. So we will sing some carols, we will hear from God's word, and we will share in the Lord's Supper, which is open to all. So if you desire to receive the sacrament of God's love for you, please do come and receive it tonight. When the ushers lead you forward, simply take a piece of bread and dip it into the wine. You can receive both elements at once. There will be a gluten-free bread and grape juice station available over by the baptism font. If you find it difficult to come forward for mobility reasons, simply indicate that to an usher, and we are glad to bring it your way. We will worship again tomorrow on Christmas morning at 9:30 a.m., but we will not be having worship this week on Thursday. And finally, I was so pleased to receive this message earlier today for our companion church. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ at St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please receive greetings of blessings of His coming from Zurist Lutheran Church. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May His coming strengthen us in our journey of faith together. Sincerely, Benjamin and the people of Zurist Lutheran Church in South Africa. Now let us stand and center our hearts and our minds for worship as we sing together our gathering song. Beloved in Christ, we are gathered together this night to prepare our hearts for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, to reflect upon the mystery of that incarnation by which we are redeemed, and to receive with joy the message of salvation. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him and to be born of a human mother. Grant that we may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the same Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favorite one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord himself will give you a sign. And they shall name him Emmanuel,
which means God is with us. Let us pray. Almighty God, you chose Mary to be the mother of your Son, making known your gracious regard for the poor and lowly. Grant us grace to receive your word in humility, and so to be made one with your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse,
and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him.
The Spirit of wisdom and understanding.
The Spirit of counsel and might.
The Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. Let us pray. O God, who from the family of your servant David raised up Joseph to be the guardian of your incarnate Son and the partner of his mother Mary, give us grace to imitate his uprightness of life and his obedience to your commands through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." When they had heard the king, they went their way, and lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. The word of the Lord. Arise, shine, for your light has come.
And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
For darkness shall cover the earth,
and thick darkness the peoples.
But the Lord will arise upon you,
and his glory will appear over you. Let us pray. O God, by the leading of a star, you manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth. Lead us, who know you now by faith, to your presence, where we may see your glory face to face, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of a great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings.
Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings.
Lift it up, do not fear.
Say to the cities of Judah, "Here is your God." Let us pray. Almighty God, you have made yourself known in your Son, Jesus, Redeemer of the world. We pray that his birth as a human child will set us free from the bondage of our sin through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe. You have enriched our lives with every good and perfect gift. You have commanded us to show your splendor to our children and to praise you with lives of love, justice, and joy. Be with us this night, revealing to us signs of your saving grace and love through your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
How do you capture the wind on the water? How do you count all the
Individual star ever seen is a blue star named Icarus. It's so far away that its light has taken 9 billion years to reach the Earth. And it's only visible because it's magnified by the gravity of a massive galaxy cluster located about 5 billion light years from Earth. The way that it looks to us now is the way that it appeared to the universe about when the universe was about 30% of its current age. Scientists could see Icarus and predict how far away it is because in the universe there are laws of nature that never change. Whether a beam of light comes from the flame of the candle or the headlights of a car or from a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, the speed of light always measures the same. 186,000 miles per second. A cup of coffee that you leave on the counter will always become cool. An object at rest stays at rest, and an object at motion stays in motion unless acted upon by an outside force. Gravity is dependable. The seasons come and the seasons go at the same time every year because the Earth spins at a constant rate and revolves around an axis that is tipped at just the right angle to sustain life. 23.439281 degrees to be exact. 24 hours in a day, 365 days in a year, except when we need to make up for a day every 4 years and get things back on track. Doesn't it seem strange to you that a universe as creative and as wild as this one, where illness of body and mind can arise suddenly in an otherwise healthy person, where destructive storms can form in minutes, where some humans can be in relationships or create families where others cannot seem to find or sustain or create a connection for which their heart longs. We live in a complex reality where life's up and downs can happen when we least expect it, and at the same time, the natural world in which we live is so incredibly dependable and orderly. Why is that? Bound by these laws of nature, subject to the randomness of choices made by others and even ourselves, how does a person taking advantage of gravity sitting in a pew in a church in 2019 make meaning of a story that approaches us year after year? How does something like good news of great joy that the angels declared to some lowly shepherds living in the fields just doing their jobs make a difference for us now? And how does hearing that same story again and again about a young couple whose lives were interrupted by the Holy Spirit, who in the midst of their duty as citizens find themselves to be parents of God, help us to better have hope? Or does it? This story of faith about a time and a place is set in human history. During the reign of Emperor Augustus and under the rule of Quirinius, in a place in the Middle East, in Bethlehem, in Palestine. And we claim that it is the story that centers us in God's intention for all. Peace on earth, favor from God, saving us by knowing us through the experience of the Incarnation. The cause and effect world in which we live had the capacity to hold all of the cause and effect narratives of faith that had come prior to Jesus' birth. It's not that God did not try to get through the message, but time and time again, the desired effect did not come after the cause. The flood and the restoration in Genesis did not catch our attention. The delivery of Israel from cruel oppression of Pharaoh in Egypt, the escape through the sea, the time in the wilderness, the gift of the promised land, the sending of judges like Samson and Delilah, and kings like Solomon and David to bring order to the people. Even the conquering and plundering of God's people by a foreign nation, and the sentence of exile to remind them of the deal that they had made all the way back in the covenant given to Moses. God sending voices of prophets to call people back to God's ways. None of these attempts worked. Well, none of them stuck. And I think this is where you and I could perhaps relate. I once heard from someone that a person has to bottom out 7 times before a new habit can really stick. I have had front row seats to how difficult it can be to go on loving after love has been betrayed or lost. And many of you have experienced the profound strength that is necessary to walk with an ailing parent, a hurting friend, or even to live with your own selves, weakness and sinfulness and insecurity, and to wonder just how it is that the God of the universe could go on noticing you and loving you anyway. What it comes to is this. Jesus' birth has to do with God intervening. God intervening to interrupt the cause and effect world with his own self, his own son, his own life, that we might find a new law of mercy, a new law of love. That even when it is veiled in mystery, it is just as real as the matter that makes up the cells in your bodies or the 44 tons of energy per second that the sun emits and sends our way, even though we are 93 million miles apart from the source. God's message was one that God was born into, one that God lived, and it came to us as an infant. To a peasant couple in the grand scheme of the political world and a place and even in the cosmos. God's message came to the lowest of the low. It was proclaimed in glory by the most majestic of angels. There, even without a place to lay their heads, perhaps in the midst of the creatures in that stable, God reversed cause and effect and came not as a warrior or a prince. Not in a palace, not on a majestic mountain peak. But there that night was born to the world a message to include those who are on the edge, to love the unlovable, to reach out with peace and healing where we are able, to actively be about the work of pursuing justice for people who are being oppressed, to advocate for just laws, to care for the poor and the immigrant, to care for the widow and the orphan, to sit with the lonely and the dying, to bring about a word of hope to a weary world where life can just be so complicated and hard. Just as it is a rule that light will always pursue you at the same exact speed every time, so too does this message, this light, this love from God and Jesus Christ pursue you all of the time, all the way from infancy, all the way to and through death. This light brings with it hope where chaos ensues. This light brings love and healing where rejection and pain rules. And yes, even the joy that the shepherds must have felt when they found out the story to be true, gives witness to this light. So may the light of Christ and the light of the candles that will be before you in just a few moments from now sustain you in a promise that comes as a mystery, but is very real, that you are born into the same gift of God-given life, and you bear the same light that brings the same joy and bears the same capacity to share peace with the world. So, dear brothers and sisters, like Icarus and every other star in the universe, like Christ himself, let it shine. On this holy night, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Loving God, we praise you for coming to us in Jesus Christ. We pray for people of faith throughout the world, that the light of the Christmas gospel would fill the hearts of many and shine brightly. Lord, in your mercy. Glorious God, we are grateful for all that you have made. On this night, we are mindful that you did not leave us to darkness. We thank you for the light of candles, lamps, sun, moon, and stars, reminders of your everlasting light. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we pray for lasting peace throughout the world, where ideas, pride, and hunger for power cause fear, pain, and suffering. Comfort the nations with a vision of the wholeness that is possible. Lord, in your mercy. Healing God, we pray for wholeness where there is brokenness, for hope where there is despair, for endurance where there is longing, for your voice to resound where there is silence, for Christ's presence to banish the darkness. We lift before you those who are in any need, known by name and known only to you. Lord, in your mercy. Living God, we pray for those gathered here, for this gift of being together, for those whose joy is diminished by loneliness or loss, for those absent from us, for those who are far from home, for those who work or watch for the good of others this night. Lord, in your mercy. With thanksgiving, we remember all who have died, and those whose lives have inspired us to deeper faith, more passionate service, and stronger love. Lord, in your mercy. We offer our prayers in the name of Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share Christ's peace with one another. Pray. God with us, the world in which we live is filled with despair, loneliness, and darkness. We bring these gifts that they might help to create a new and different world. May they nurture what has already begun and be brought to completion at the day of your return. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant of my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Taste and see that the Lord is good. This is Christ's table. All are welcome. You may be seated. Thank you. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bless you and keep you always in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. God of wonder, in Jesus we behold the light of the world come near. As you have come among us now, send us out in joy, hastening to share the good news of your love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, through the Spirit dwelling among us, now and forever. Amen. Beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and on the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. We stand together and sing. Light.